Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we are seeing some really Orwellian stuff happening in Israel right now, as we know that AI is being used to indiscriminately murder men, women, and children. And of course, we're talking about the vast majority of people who've been killed recently in Palestine have been women and children, and we're talking tens of thousands of them, and you know, all based on a false flag, of course. But this out of 972 magazine says, Lavender, the AI machine directing Israel's bombing spree in Gaza. Yes, we are looking at something called Lavender mass murdering people. AI assisted genocide, says Al Jazeera, which, by the way, was just banned in Israel because they criticize the Israeli government. And they're still mainstream and they're still not telling the truth. But anyway, it says Israel reportedly used database for Gaza kill lists. We have this. The machine did it coldly. Israel used AI to identify 37,000 Hamas targets. Now, is it Hamas? Well, first of all, Israel created Hamas, but is it Hamas or is it just indiscriminately bombing people like it did with the aid workers? My friends, this is getting beyond crazy, and we need to dig into this a little bit today. So we are going to report on this and get to the bottom of what this AI death machine is. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. We have gogetfighting.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, Bitcoin, all that kind of stuff linked in the description. Thank you to those of you who've helped us. We could not do it without you. And I just gave up my home and everything. And you guys are keeping us alive as we work hard to get information that we all need to know out. The truth is important. We also urge people to get prepared. Go to heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off and you get free shipping on much of these products. Again, this is they're eventually going to use AI and stuff like that to tell you what foods you can or cannot eat. And we're going to go into that a little bit later because there are already bills coming into place in the United States regarding this kind of stuff. But as per usual, Israel seems to be the first at it. And of course, we end up with mass death as a result. And this is how they're going to get us and force us into complete servitude to them. So let's get into what this article says. It says, Lavender, the AI machine directing Israel's bombing spree in Gaza. The Israeli army has marked tens of thousands of Gazans as suspects for assassination using an AI targeting system with little human oversight and a permissive policy for casualties, plus 972 and local call reveal. By the way, I want to make mention of the fact that they just approved the exact same kind of AI indiscriminate bombing in the U.S. government, in the U.S. military. So that is already happening. And in all the tests, they ended up killing their own soldiers. So again, and innocent people in the test rollouts of these AI drones. So obviously they don't work very well, or they work exactly as they're supposed to. It says here in 2021, a book called or a book titled The Human Machine Team, How to Create Synergy Between Human and Artificial Intelligence That Will Revolutionize Our World was released in English under the pen name Brigadier General Y.S. In it, the author, a man who we confirmed to be the current commander of the elite Israeli intelligence unit, 8200, makes a case for designing a special machine that could rapidly process massive amounts of data and to generate thousands of potential targets for military strikes in the heart of war, or in the heat of war. Such technology, he writes, would resolve what he describes as a human bottleneck for both locating the new targets and decision-making to approve the targets. So this is very concerning, obviously. Such a machine, it turns out, actually exists. A new investigation by Plus 972 magazine and Local Call reveals that the Israeli army has developed an artificial intelligence-based program known as Lavender, unveiled here for the first time, according to six Israeli intelligence officers who have all served in the army during the current war on the Gaza Strip, and had firsthand involvement with the use of AI to generate targets for assassination. Lavender has played a central role in the unprecedented bombing of Palestinians, especially during the early stages of the war. In fact, according to the sources, its influence on the military's operations was such that they essentially treated the outputs of the AI machine as if it were a human decision. So this is going to continue, my friends. This is going to be used in Iran, in Russia, in Ukraine, and in China, of course. And it will be used on you eventually as well. It continues here. It says, formerly, the Lavender system is designed to mark all suspected operatives in the military wings of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, including low-ranking ones, as potential bombing targets. The sources told Plus 972 and Local Call that during the first weeks of the war, the army almost completely relied on Lavender, which clocked as many as 37,000 Palestinians has suspected militants and their homes for possible airstrikes. This is just absolutely crazy. We're listening to robots. This is Skynet. This is quite literally what the Terminator warns of. And in the aftermath, you have Logan's Run, and you have, of course, you know, things like Soylent Green with the food rations, all. This out of Al Jazeera, AI-assisted genocide. Israel reportedly used database for Gaza kill lists. And it says the Israeli military's reported use of an untested and undisclosed artificial intelligence power database to identify targets for its bombing campaign in Gaza has alarmed human rights and technology experts who said it could amount to war crimes. Well, it goes without saying, but then they could just blame the machine. The Israeli Palestinian publication Plus 972 magazine and Hebrew language media outlet Local Call reported recently that the Israeli army was isolating and identifying thousands of Palestinians as potential bombing targets using an AI-assisted targeting system called Lavender. That database is responsible for drawing up kill lists for as many as 37,000 targets. Al Jazeera's Rory Challens reporting from occupied East Jerusalem said on Thursday, the unarmed or unnamed Israeli intelligence officials who spoke to the media outlets said Lavender had an error rate of about 10%. But who's deciding what the error rate is, by the way? They say 10%, but they kill everyone that they just claim is Hamas, which could be anyone, including three-year-olds, apparently, which we've seen videos of Israeli military driving over the bodies of a baby and laughing about it. I mean, these people are truly evil, yet they gaslighted back at others. Of course, all under the name of a prophecy, by the way, that they claim. But then they say 10% error rate. So it's probably closer to like 80% error rate. Or maybe it's not an error at all. But maybe what they're saying by 10% is sometimes they kill actually bad people 10% of the time. It says here, but that didn't stop the Israelis from using it to fast track the identification of often low level Hamas operatives in Gaza and bombing them, Challens said. It continues here. It says it is becoming clear the Israeli army is developing untested AI systems to help make decisions about the life and death of civilians. Mark Owen Jones, an assistant professor in Middle East studies and digital humanities at Hamid bin Khalifa University, told Al Jazeera, and I quote, let's be clear, this is an AI assisted genocide. And going forward, there needs to be a call for a moratorium on the use of AI in the war, he added. There needs to be a moratorium on war in general. There needs to be an end to these wars, which are scripted out and have been for decades and is all part of an agenda to force us into the Great Reset. But the Israeli publications, it says, reported that this method led to many of the thousands of civilian deaths in Gaza. On Thursday, Gaza's Ministry of Health said at least 33,037 Palestinians have been killed and 75,668 wounded in Israeli attacks since October 7th, which, by the way, October 7th was a false flag. They had a stand down. They knew about it a year before in their Operation Jericho Wall, which the Israeli government published. And of course, we know that this has been mapped out since World War One. And Moses Hess calling for, you know, a genocide of all non-Zionists to create a Zionist ethno-state, and that they would use things like what we saw with the Bolsheviks in order to bring us into that point, and assistance from so-called capitalist countries like the United States in order to assist them in creating Marxist technocracy with corporation and technology hand in hand with the state. The Guardian says the machine did it coldly, using AI to identify 37,000 Hamas targets. Again, these are not what they claim, and I don't buy it for a second. But this is happening in the United States right now, too. They're rolling out this whole system for 15-minute cities. California Governor Gavin Newsom announces AI-powered surveillance rollout. California's plan to boost safety with 480 new AI-powered cameras sparks concern over mass surveillance and the erosion of privacy. Well, no shit. But of course, this has been normalized for many, many years, and of course will continue to happen as they roll out 15-minute cities. Modernity says Swiss to hold referendum that will restrict population to 10 million until 2050. So they want to kill us. They want to push us into perpetual war and fear. They want us in a small, confined area. 15-minute cities will be open prisons for humanity, as this InfoWars article says. This is a goal, and I'm going to be going into the Gavin Newsom thing soon and the correlation with what they're doing in New York and everything as well. But it needs to be said that this is all part, like the climate agenda, the World War III agenda, the destruction of the supply chain, the cyber false flags, the cyber attack false flags, all these things bring the grid down, destroy private property, which then would force people to own nothing and be happy, as they claim, but own nothing and be enslaved and placated on drugs, playing video games, as Yuval Noah Harari says he wants. Klaus Schwab says a role model for the Great Reset is China. So we already know, okay, that means that it's based in a technocratic social credit type system with CBDCs, carbon credits, social credit, all those things connected to our unified ledger and a 15-minute city kind of rollout. But that also needs an excuse to roll into that. So you need to destroy the dollar, which is already bad, but it would be replaced immediately by a system that the U.S. government has already been heavily involved in propping up for years, which is BRICS. And the world reserve currency that is set to come out this year, at the same time as a world war, at the same time as a destruction of the food supply and the energy supply, at the same time as everyone's dying from injections and they're poisoning the air and poisoning the food supply, at the same time as they're pushing the climate agenda, all these things correlate together. And again, with the war situation, I said this before, World War One, false flag on the water, that the sinking of the Lusitania that led into World War One. All these wars seem to be started with these same kind of false flags on the water. Gulf of Tonkin incident, of course, Pearl Harbor, you name it. Most of these wars start on the water. Okay, so World War One, propping up of Israel and the League of Nations, and of course, Russia, with the October Revolution in 1917, which is helped heavily by shadowy figures within the U.S. Industrial complex, including the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, shaking hands to create a wave that would eventually lead to a Zionist ethnostate, which was admitted, and then the Greater Israel Project and the building of a new temple on the mound. But then, okay, let's go to World War II. False flag brought the U.S. into war, of course, with Japan, which helped eventually allow China to win versus Japan, which led to the creation of the Maoist government in China in 1949, and that led to, of course, Henry Kissinger meeting with Mao Zedong in the early 1970s and creating an alliance with them to prop them up as a global superpower and a guinea pig state for technocracy, which then ended with the Trilateral Commission and, pushed by Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Rockefellers as well, which then leads to the current situation where we have a Great Reset. And Klaus Schwab says China needs to be the role model for the Great Reset. So that is all clear. Okay, rewind back again. Right before World War II, FDR armed and funded the Ho Chi Minh as French soldiers were killed in Vietnam, which then led to the U.S. government fighting against their own weapons in the 1960s into the 70s. So all these things are scripted. 1953 military coup in Iran propped up what we now see as Iran. Of course, we saw similar things where after the war, we saw the propping up the CIA, the FBI to a much greater extent. Israel, of course, the United Nations, then from the League of Nations, and then of course, Soviet Russia. So all these wars create a new order every single time and prop up these other countries to then replace the U.S. later on, the East overtaking the West. That is a goal, and the U.S. government's doing it to themselves. Of course, the arming and funding of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Mujahideen, Taliban, etc. by the U.S. government, Muslim Brotherhood, the Arab Spring. Of course, Saddam Hussein was armed by the Ba'athist Party through from the United States as well. Fast forward to, of course, you know, what we're seeing in Ukraine, 2014 military coup. So now you have the U.S., which propped up Russia and propped up China and propped up Ukraine and propped up Iran and propped up the terrorist elements in the Middle East and propped up Israel, which then propped up Hamas themselves. And then, you know, created this environment that now there's war throughout the whole region. And then they're bringing in the climate agenda. Then they're bringing in, the food crisis, all these things piling together. And they just happen to have a solution, but that solution being total technocracy, which is 15-minute cities and, of course, unified ledgers and the tracking and tracing of everything you always do and the control of society by AI and the destruction of humanity itself. Because at the end of the day, this is the destruction of humanity. This is a war on humanity. And if there's a war on humanity, the solution is to be more human, be more independent, be more conscious, be more self-sustainable. Those are the true elements of humanity itself. So I wanted to throw that out there today because we have this story about AI being used by Israel, which is truly evil. It's like Terminator level style evil that we're witnessing. And they're rolling out the same stuff in New York City and in California and in Canada and all through the UK and throughout Europe in 15-minute cities, while they're calling for government-run grocery stores and the control of everyone through the food supply and a CBDC that tracks and traces you. Could it be more obvious? Look, I'm doing a video or I'm doing an interview. I can't even talk right now. I'm doing a documentary on 15 minute cities that I started filming last year in the UK inside of a 15 minute city. I urge people to go and check out that gogetfunding.com campaign below to help support us in that. It's very expensive to make film, but anyway, I'm going to continue doing that right away when I get back to the UK in the next month or so. But this needs to be understood. This is the agenda: replace humanity, make us useless eaters to then be extinguished and exterminated. And that is what they're doing. And that is part of their prophecy and the prophecy of the Zionists that are taking over the Middle East for the Greater Israel Project and the mass murder of millions of people in order to, create a more depopulated world that's more easily controlled. And they actually, I think, believe that they're sacrificing people on the altar to get closer to God. And if they can sacrifice billions of people, then they could surely get very close to God. It's the same thing that the Mayans and the Incas and the Aztecs did as well, way back when, sacrificing massive amounts of people to get closer to God, even though their own God said not to do that. It's amazing what fear does, and it's amazing what falsified spirituality does. And this symbolism that's tied to Zionism that we're witnessing play out in real time right now, after 100 years, it's coming to its precipice. And now they're saying that because of the solar eclipse on April 8th, this will lead in to the creation of the new temple and the destruction of the old temple. My goodness, we are in very symbolic times. We should be lucky to be in these times, because we will write the history books assuming that we do the right thing next, and assuming that we prevail and we stand up and we withdraw from the system and we build our own, we grow our own. And we, instead of taking all roads lead to Rome, we build a little road off the side. That's gravel. It's bumpy. It's slower. It's less convenient, but tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. So this is a way around the Tower of Babel that they're building, which eventually will fall down. But before it falls down, of course, they have to finish building it. So it will get worse before it gets better, which is why I urge people to withdraw from the system and build their own and grow their own, because this is the time to do that. This is a time to really expand for the future of humanity and the future of our families, etc. And we can only do that on the outside looking in, not on the inside looking out, from some Logan's Run style dome city where you can never escape and you have to eat their food and you die when they tell you to, and you're tracked and traced, and it's carbon neutral. Oh, how sustainable. So again, this is important, and this is why I always end my videos by letting people know about ways that they can actually solve this problem, because the government cannot control you if they cannot control your food and your money. It's true, unless you're, of course, in a big city and they literally imprison you in handcuffs. But in that case, they'd be controlling your food and your money anyway. So this is a way to withdraw from the system, and I really urge people to take this seriously, because we are coming to the precipice of this, and the war will heat up and it will become global. There's no way to avoid it. HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits. There's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order, and you get free shipping to the United States. Again, this is a real currency. The first currency on Earth was indeed food. Now, this gets you around inflation. This gets you around the food rations, the mRNA food rations, the bug rations that they want to give you. This gives you healthy food, and this gives you way more than most storable food companies would give you, by the way, for actual amounts per serving. Amazing price. People act like this is a lot, but think of how many 62 servings of food for $202. People act like that's too much. Three-pack organic kit for $596. This is not too much. Go to the store and get 62 servings of food. Organic food, and tell me how much it costs. This is a life-saving stuff, my friend. So I urge people to get the 12-pack. I know people will say that's crazy, but you don't have to pay all at once. You can pay with Afterpay. Again, just use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get some money off on that, and it could save your life and your family's life. And buy one for your grandson or granddaughter, or son or daughter, or cousin or aunt or uncle, or grandfather, or grandmother, whatever it might be. Those that call you crazy. This is a solution, and they won't be laughing later when their life is saved by this. I also urge people to help support the farmers and your own health by going to Wild Pastures, linked in the description. If you use our link, you get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, wild-caught seafood, no mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no chemicals of any other kind. Of course, it's all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, to deliver to your door, temperature controlled, and of course, customized however you see fit. Life-saving stuff, my friends. And it's good for you. You're not being poisoned from the store. You're supporting the farmers. You're supporting yourself. You're supporting your wallet. So check that out in the description. Of course, you can only get that deal through our link. Of course, we also have firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can buy physical gold and silver. Make sure you use that link and you can schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez. Make sure it's with Mark Gonzalez. He's a guy that I'm working with. He's a really good person. I've done videos with him. He is a very smart and awake person. You get a whole complimentary investors package and you can withdraw from the banking system largely. So you aren't dependent on the CBDCs that are enslaving people down the road through, you know, Skynet. So make sure in the comments when you sign up to let them know that you found them through World Alternative Media or WAM, W-A-M. We have many different things that you can do. We have line energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc., power banks to help you not be dependent on the government grid. So this is, you get a bunch of money off and free shipping when you use our link. I highly recommend you do this. And again, no one ever actually does buy these through us. I still promote it because it's not about money. It's about telling people these are real options that could save you. And I hope someone does actually go over there and think about actually getting one of these panels or generators or et cetera. So go and check that out. Of course, we have madtravnutrition.com where you could use code Josh and get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. Really good stuff. Manuka honey, and of course, mushroom tinctures are all available there. Again, you use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save some money. So go and check that out today, my friends. And as always, I urge people to check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on this order as well. And this could save your life. So take it seriously, my friends, before it gets banned. As always, we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, subscribe to our Bitcoin, a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. We truly appreciate any help we can get on this because we literally could not survive without the help of you guys. So thank you so much to everyone that's helped support us. I'm in Greece right now. I've had to get rid of my home and everything, which has been a very difficult situation for us. And financially, we've been wrecked this year, but you guys keep us alive and we truly, truly, truly appreciate it. And we could not do it without you. So thank you again. You're the heartbeat of independent media and it allows us to continue to tell the truth, not the mainstream mainstream media truth and not the mainstream alternative media truth either, but the real truth that makes us unpopular on all sides and all angles, because it is the truth and the truth shall set us free, but it's not going to be popular most of the time. And it shouldn't be really until it's actually understood and we see an awakening. You can't expect to find the truth in popular places. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching us. There's a Teespring store linked in the description for merchandise if you want. And of course, you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, or Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for Spotify, where we, of course, were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already, my friends. And until next time, live by example, live freely always. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.